Our text for this morning's message, our text for this evening's message is the Old Testament and the Gospel readings. The Old Testament reading of the Passover, the telling of the Passover of our Lord, and then the other Passover, where our Lord institutes His Supper. Dear friends in Christ, thousands upon thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood. This is the story of the Passover. Long ago in the land of Egypt, in the land of exile, in a land of slavery, the Israelites were suffering under that iron fist of Pharaoh. You see, the line of Pharaohs had forgotten. They'd forgotten about Joseph and how he had actually delivered Egypt from famine. So what did they do? They enslaved the Jewish people. They enslaved them in order to do the Pharaoh's manual labor, to build their cities, to build their monuments. The lot of the Israelites, terrible hardships, brutal burden and brutal labor, and despair were their lot. They groaned under the burdens that were placed upon them. They suffered under the harsh taskmasters, and they cried out to the Lord in their misery. And so God sent His servant Moses. Moses, of all people, to bring those people out. The song always, you know, in the Ten Commandments, you know, let my people go. I don't know if from the movie The Ten Commandments, always resonates whenever we talk about the Passover and what happens. It's interesting. God actually sent Moses to be a mediator between God and the Pharaoh. That's what he's doing. He's telling the Pharaoh God's words as a mediator. And basically he's telling the Pharaoh, free my people from slavery. Deliver my people from this land of exile. This isn't their home. So that's what Moses does, is he comes and brings God's words to Pharaoh, telling him, let my people go. Be the Pharaoh, let my people go. Well, it's easier said than done, obviously. You see, Pharaoh's a stubborn man. And plague after plague after plague hits the people of Egypt. And all that did was serve to harden his heart even farther. One plague after another. And yet he stubbornly refused to submit to the will and to the power of God. But God had a plan. A final plan. A final plague. A plague that pointed actually to a grace that he had promised long ago. A grace that he had promised in his covenant. This plague that pointed to something else. So in preparation for this plague, the Israelites were told to take a lamb from their flocks. And not just any lamb, but their best lamb, a male without blemish or spot, a perfect specimen. One lamb for each family. That's what they're told to do. And then they were told to sacrifice the lamb and spread its blood on the sides and above their doorways. Why? Because there was that one more plague to come. And this blood was actually going to protect and save all of the firstborn males from the angel of death. The blood of the lamb would actually save them from the plague of death that God's going to bring over the whole land and people of Egypt. And so that very night, the angel of death visits Egypt. And the firstborn male in every family died. Even the firstborn male of their livestock died. The whole lamb, the whole people, the whole land, the firstborn died. All of the firstborn males from the house of the very lowest slave to the house of Pharaoh died. There was wailing and great mourning that goes up. You can almost hear the cries coming out of the land of Egypt as they counted their dead. There was no escaping that avenging angel, that angel of death. There's only one thing that could save your house, and that was the blood of a lamb. Every door of every house that was dripping with the blood of their lamb was passed over. It was the blood of the lamb that saved the Israelites from death. And the result was that Pharaoh gave up. And the people of God came out of Egypt. He didn't give up easily, obviously, because he had his heart hardened one more time until his armies were drowned in the sea. But the people of God came out of Egypt. And so every year, God told them that he commanded them to celebrate this great rescue, to once again sacrifice a lamb, smear its blood as they remembered that they had done in the Passover, as they continued to remember the rescue and deliverance that was accomplished by that blood of a lamb. And then thousands upon thousands of lambs later, buckets and buckets of blood later, Jesus sits with his disciples celebrating the Passover meal. And it's there that they eat and they drink and they remember the great salvation that God had worked for his people as he brought them out of Egypt, delivering Israel from the land of their suffering and ending their exile in a foreign land. And then Jesus says something strange. He says, "I have something new for you. I have a new covenant. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, takes bread, gives thanks, and gives it to his disciples. This is my body." And then he takes the cup, drinks, gives thanks, and passes it to his disciples. "This is my blood." And with that, the Old Testament sacrament of the Passover has now been fulfilled. And it's replaced by the New Testament sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The blood of thousands upon thousands of lambs actually reaches its fulfillment. It's replaced by the blood of one lamb who takes away the sin of the whole world, our Lord Jesus Christ. All of those lambs, the best from each flock, lambs without blemish or spot, are actually fulfilled and replaced by the perfect, pure, and holy Son of God. That salvation, that deliverance from the land of slavery and exile is fulfilled, and it's replaced by salvation from the slavery to sin and death. It's a return from exile, out of the land of bondage and into a new freedom, into a new covenant. It's one holy meal to another, one precious sacrament to another, one blood rescue to another. See, this is the story, the salvation history of God's people. This is the journey, the return from exile for the children of God. From the land of slavery to sin and death, through the waters of baptism, and into the upper room to receive the true body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a great journey. It's a new meal, a new sacrament, and a new covenant in Christ. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the people of this new covenant. We are the people who are called out of the land of exile. We are the people that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We're the people who have received the grace of God in word and in sacraments. We're the people for whom the Lamb of God, for whom the blood of the Lamb of God was poured out upon that cross on Calvary. The blood of Jesus that was poured out upon the tree actually cleanses us from every spot, from every stain, all the guilt and corruption, all the iniquity and sin, all of that, all washed away by the blood of the Lamb. We're the people of God who live each day in the joy of walking with Jesus. Once, of course, we were no people, but now we're God's people once again. See, thousands and thousands of lambs slain, buckets and buckets of blood smeared. All of those Passover lambs, all of that blood points to the cross. It points to the cross. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The blood that's shed there on Calvary's hill brings us actually back to the upper room. And the words of Jesus echo in our hearts, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do in remembrance of me." The holy meal, even the holy meal of the Passover, points to the new holy meal that Jesus institutes and then validates on that cross. And as we eat his body and drink the cup of his blood, our eyes are turned back to that cross. Because we remember the sacrifice of the Lamb as he once again cleanses us, as he once again cleanses us from sin and our shame. So from meal to meal, God delivers his people from the land of exile, rescuing us from sin and death. Jesus Christ is our Passover Lamb. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. His blood, when it was poured out, shields us from the avenging angel of death. His blood poured out overcomes those triple enemies of sin, death, and Satan. His blood poured out gives forgiveness, life, and salvation to his new covenant people of God. This is our Lenten journey, from meal to meal, Passover to the Lord's Supper, a sacramental journey marked by the blood of the Lamb, marked by the blood of our Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, in his name, amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen and amen.